The following is a short excerpt from phonograph records in the possession of the order, under the hands of the Caliph, of Crowley doing some of the Enochian rituals.
Of this tape is not to be copied without the express permission of Grady McMurtry, Caliph of OTO.
The following is a presentation of Liber Resh given by the Caliph at meeting on July 19th, 1977, Erev Olgeres.
Daily practice is Liber Resh. There have been years when I've done this four times a day at sunrise, sunset, noon, sunset, and at midnight. I'm not necessarily doing it in that particular sequence at the present time, but I do try to get it done once in a while. In any case, this adoration of the sun First of all, you have to have some kind of method of saluting. This is one way. Some people stand and give a good sign to God, set, whatever. In fact, I recommend that you take a look at the Prasatitai, the various signs of grades, and so forth. And some of them might seem a little strange to try to use, but in any case, this is one form of doing it. So let's say that we're going to do again the circumambulation, but you're doing it in terms of quarters and times of day. So for sunrise, even of thee who are on thy rising, even of thee who are on thy strength, travelest now the heavens and thy bark at the uprising of the sun. Who thee standeth in the splendor of the prow, and who abideth at thy home. Hail unto thee from the abode of night. Hail unto thee, O author in thy triumphing. Hail unto thee, O author in thy beauty. Travelest of the heavens in thy bark, the mid-course of the sun. Who standeth in the splendor of the prow, and who abideth at thy home. Hail unto thee from the abodes of morning. Hail unto thee, who art tomb in thy setting. Hail unto thee, who art tomb in thy joy. Travelest all the heavens and thy bark, the down-going of the sun. Who standeth in the spin of the prow, and I who abideth at thy home. Hail unto thee from the abode of day. Hail unto thee, who art kept from thy hiding. Hail unto thee, who art kept from thy silence. Travelest over the heavens and thy bark, the midnight hour of the sun. Who standeth in the spirit of the prow, and I who abideth at thy home. Hail unto thee, from the abode of evening.
This is an example of an Egyptian ritual for the salutation of Ra. It should be compared with Libra Resh for similarity of form and purpose.
Homage to thee, Ra Herukuti, holy God, creator of the things which exist, Tanin, who givest life to the gods and to the beings of primeval matter, maker of heaven which thou didst establish firmly by thy two hands, and didst make for thyself a place wherein to rise. Beautiful art thou, O Ra Herukuti, in thy rising on the eastern horizon. Gods and men lift up their hands in praise of thy beautiful face. Beautiful art thou, O Ra Herukuti, in thy rising in the egg within the sky. All the Hammemet beings praise thee after thy rising. Beautiful art thou, Ra Herukuti, in thy rising on the Tuat within Karat. The ape gods sing praises to thy beautiful face. Homage to thee, watcher, living one, new being, whose youth is renewed, first one of the dawn. The gods and the men thee praise thee. Homage to thee, rising, shining, crystalline color, thou vanquishest the darkness. Homage to thee, mighty one, who art exalted in thy name of Lord of the Mighty Ones, twice valiant power. Homage to thee, great one, divine one, in thy name of Lord of the Uchati, who dost make thy birth come to pass. Homage to thee, who dost rise anew in thy name of giver of thrones, advancer to dignities. Homage to thee, the company of the gods praise thee, and men and gods greet thee with cries of joy, when thou settest, O beautiful face.
The following was recorded on July 26th, 1977, era vulgaris, by Caliph Hymenus Alpha, otherwise known as Grady Lewis McMurtry. It is the Thelemic banishing ritual with a little bit of preamble to it. And this is the other ritual mentioned at the beginning of this side, recommended for daily use.
If there are any of you who are new to ritual, it is usually considered good form and also good sense to banish the adverse elements from the area of your presence, of your working area, if for no other reason than just so that your own head will be in a good space, and we presume that also is effective otherwise. Now, I'll go through a perfectly standard banishing ritual of pentagram, standard only in the sense that this is what's called the Thelemic version, as opposed to the Golden Dawn version. And there's only one difference between the two, and that is that in the Golden Dawn version, one says Ate Malkuth, and then goes through this trip, whereas in the Thelemic version, as corrected by your Crowley, it's Ate Iwas Malkuth Vegaburo Vegadula. It looks much more like a pentagram, you see, than just an upper point triangle. Ante Iwa Malku Megabara Megadula Leolarum
Next item is the second rehearsal we performed of the Gnostic Mass. This is, of course, a rough and an unpolished presentation without full ritual equipment. And there are a number of things that we'll remove when the polished version is completed. The high priest in this instance was the Caliph, The priestess in this instance was Lady Shireen, and I, Bill Heidrich, filled in as the deacon. This has been edited to remove unnecessary delays and pauses.
For whatever reason, when they were doing it on Arcady Lodge on Monona Boulevard in Hollywood, they had the two things reversed. As you say, they had the tomb in the west and the east, and the high altar. So the consequence had to be some change. The thing is to turn away. Now this is the deacon, right? The object of the thing that the deacon does, regardless of what it says. That's one reason why this is marked copy, is because you simply have to make some changes. He doesn't turn west. What he does is he addresses the audience, and about the only way you could do that, at least the way it was set up at Agathy, where the seats were on left and right, was to face out this way so that everybody left and right could hear him.
Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. I proclaim the law of light, life, love, and liberty in the name of Iao.
Love the law, love
I believe in one secret and ineffable Lord, and in one star in the company of stars, of whose fire we are created, and to which we shall return, and in one Father of life, mystery of mystery, in his name chaos, the soul life's region of the sun upon the earth, and in one care and nourisher of all that breathes. And I believe in one earth, the mother of us all, and in one womb wherein all men are begotten, and wherein they shall rest, mystery of mystery, in her name Babylon. And I believe in the serpent and the lion, mystery of mystery, in his name Babylon. And I believe in one Gnostic and Catholic Church of Light, Life, Love, and Liberty, the word of whose law is Thelema. And I believe in the communion of saints, and for as much as meat and drink are transmuted in us daily into spiritual substance, I believe in the miracle of the Mass. And I confess one baptism of wisdom, whereby we accomplish the miracle of incarnation. And I confess as my life one individual and eternal that was and is to come.
Should I be worthy to administer the virtues to the brethren?
Does the salt of earth admonish the water to bear the virtue of the great sea? Mother, be thou adored. Be the priest pure of body and soul. Let the fire in the air make sweep the world. Father, be thou adored. Be the priest fervent of body and soul. Be the flame of the sun thine ambience, O thou priest of the sun. Be the serpent thy crown, O thou priest of the Lord. Lord, present among us.
So must it be.
They, therefore, whom we adore, we also invoke. Power, lifted lance. I, priest and king, take thee, virgin pure without spot. I raise thee. I set
set thee upon the summit of the earth. O circle of stars, whereof our father is but the younger brother, marvel beyond imagination, soul of infinite space, for whom time is ashamed, the mind bewildered, and the understanding dark. Not unto thee may we attain, unless thine image be loved. Therefore, by seed and root and stem and bud and leaf and flower and fruit, do we invoke thee. Then the priest answered and said unto the queen of space, kissing her lovely brows, and the dew of her light beating his whole body in the sweet-smelling perfume of sweat, O Nui, continuous one of heaven, let it be ever thus. Men speak not of thee as one, but as none. Let them speak not of thee at all, as thou art continuous.
But to love me is better than all things. If under the night stars in the desert thou presently burnest mine incense before me, invoking me with a pure heart and a serpent slain therein, thou shalt come a little to lie in my bosom. For one kiss wilt thou then be willing to give all. But whoso gives one particle of dust shall lose all in that hour. Ye shall gather goods and store of women and spices. Ye shall wear rich jewels, and ye shall exceed the nations of earth in splendor and pride. But all is in the love. Follow me, and so shall ye come to my joy. I charge you earnestly to come before me in a single robe, and covered with a rich headdress. I love you, I yearn to you, pale or purple, veiled or voluptuous. I, who am all pleasure and purple, and the drunkenness of the innermost sense, desire you. Put on the wings and arouse the coiled splendor within you. Come unto me, to me, to me. Sing the rapturous love song unto me. Burn to me perfumes. Drink to me, for I love you. I love you. I am the blue-lidded dawn of the sunset. I am the naked brilliance of the voluptuous night sky. To me, to me.
O secret of secrets that art hidden in the being of all that lives, not thee do we adore, but that which adoreth is also thou. Thou art that am I. I am the flame that burns in every heart of man and in the core of every star. I am life and the giver of life. Therefore is the knowledge of me the knowledge of death. I am alone. There is no God where I am.
But ye, O my people, rise up and wake. Let the rituals be rightly performed with joy and beauty. There are rituals of the elements and feasts of the times, a feast for the first night of the prophet and his bride, a feast for the 3 days of the writing of the book of the law, a feast for Tahuti and the children of the prophet, secret, O prophet, a feast for the supreme ritual and a feast for the equinox of the gods, a feast for fire and a feast for water, a feast for life and a greater feast for death, a feast every day in your hearts in the joy of my rapture, a feast every night into new and the pleasures of uttermost delight.
Thou that art one, our Lord in the universe, the Son, our Lord in ourselves, whose name is Mystery of Mystery, uttermost being whose radiance enlightening the world is all for the breath, that maketh every god, even in death, to tremble before thee, the sign of life. Hear thou glorious on the throne of the sun. Make open the path of creation and enough intelligence between us and our minds. Enlighten our understanding. Encourage our hearts. Let thy light crystallize itself in our blood, fulfilling us a resurrection. I have you all before you, the edge of who, to do your off a new turn.
There is no law
Fabio Curie of Rucksack Curie Mitras Curie Folle. Io pan, io pan, pan, io escarati, io apnatan, io abruptan, io Ari palek, ari pampajek, ari pengenator. Hey-o.
Word of explanation.
It says here that the audience all stand to order against the deux gardes, which is to say the feet in this position. In other words, in a tower cross. That is what you want.
Lord visible and sensible, of whom this earth is but a frozen spark, turning about thee with annual and diurnal motion, source of light, source of life, let thy perpetual radiance harden us to continual labor and enjoyment, so that as we are constant partakers of thy bounty, we may in our particular orbit give out light and life, sustenance and joy to them that revolve about us, without diminution of substance or effulgence forever. Lord, secret and most holy, source of light, source of love, source of liberty, be thou ever constant and mighty within us, force of energy, fire of motion, with diligence let us ever labor with thee, that we may remain in thine abundant joy. Lady of night, that turneth ever about us, art now visible and now invisible in thy season, be thou favorable to hunters and lovers, and to all men that toil upon the earth, and to all mariners upon the sea. Giver and receiver of joy, gate of life and love, be thou ever ready, thou and thine handmaiden, in thine office of gladness. Lord of life and joy, that art the might of man, that art the essence of every true God that is upon the surface of the earth, continuing knowledge from generation unto generation, thou adored of us upon heaths and in woods, on mountains and in caves, openly in the marketplaces and secretly in the chambers of our houses, in temples of gold and ivory and marble as in these other temples of our bodies, we worthily commemorate them. Worthy that did of old adore thee and manifest thy glory unto men. Lao Tzu and Siddhartha and Tahuti, Dionysus, Mohammed and Tomegatherion, with these also, Pan, Kem and Mentu, Catullus, Rabelais, Swinburne and many unholy bard, Apollonius, Dianus, Hippolytus, that transmitted the light of the Gnosis to us, their successors and their heirs, and of these also, Jacobus, Burgundus, Molensis the martyr, Christian Rosenkreuz, Sir Edward Kelly, Alphonse Louis Constant, Dr. Theodore Roche, and Sir Alistair Crowley. O sons of the lion and the snake, with all thy saints, we worthily commemorate them, worthy that were and are to come. May their essence be here present, potent, puissant, and paternal, to perfect this feast. Mother of fertility, on whose breast lieth the water, whose cheek is caressed by air, and in whose heart is the sun's fire, womb of all life, recurring grace of seasons, answer favorably the prayer of labor, and to pastors and husbandmen be thou propitious. Mysterious energy, triform, mysterious matter, in fourfold and sevenfold.
Note at this point there was a break as the original tape had to be turned over.
Maybe health and wealth and strength and divine pleasure according to the law of liberty. Let each pursue his will as a strong man that rejoiceth in his way, as the course of a star that blazes forever among the joyous company of heaven.
So let it be.
May the hour auspicious and the gate of life open in peace and in well-being, so that she that beareth children may rejoice and the babe catch life with both hands.
So let it be.
Upon all that this day unite with love and the will let fall success. Let may strength and skill unite to bring forth ecstasy and beauty answer beauty.
So let it be.
Term of all that liveth whose name is inscrutable be favored unto us in thine hour.
So let it be.
Unto them from whose eyes the veil of life hath fallen, may there be granted the accomplishment of their true will, whether they will absorption in the infinite, or to be united with their chosen and preferred, or to be in contemplation, or to be in peace, or to achieve the labor and heroism of incarnation on this planet or another, or in any star or aught else, unto them may there be gathered the accomplishment of their wills, yea, the accomplishment of their wills. Amen.
So let it be.
The life of man upon earth, food of labor, sustenance of endeavor, must be the nourishment of the spirit. Through the rod, it is bread, the body of God. Do have to do slumam vehicle of joy of man upon earth, solace of labor, inspiration of endeavor. Thus be thou ecstasy of the spirit. By the virtue of the rod, it is wine, the blood of God. To both the unto arm and dark moon. For this is the covenant of resurrection. Accept, O Lord, the sacrifice of life and joy, true warrants of the covenant of resurrection. Let this offering be borne upon the ways of ether to our Lord and Father the Son, that travels over the heavens in his name. Amen. Hearing ye all, saints of the true church of old time, now essentially present, of ye we claim heirship, with ye we claim communion, from ye we claim benediction, in the name of
essential one, man, female, woman, mortal, from the gilded tomb.
Glory to thee from the waiting womb.
Glory to thee from earth unbowed.
Glory to thee from virgin bow.
Glory to thee, true unity of the eternal Trinity.
Glory to thee, thou sovereign Dam, and self of I am that I am.
Glory to thee beyond all term, thy spring of sperm, thy seed and germ.
Glory to thee, eternal Son, thou one in three, thou three in one.
Glory and worship unto thee, sap of world, ash, wonder tree.
Your most secret, bless the spiritual food into our bodies, bestowing upon us health and wealth and strength and joy and peace, and that fulfillment of will and of love under will that is perpetual happiness. Do acid, do sperm, moon, ho, pothor, estan, ho, hoitia, do numa, heion.
What is that? That's supposed to be the voice of the dove.
O lion and O serpent, that destroy the destroyer, be mighty among us. O lion and O serpent, that destroy the destroyer, be mighty among us. O lion and O serpent, that destroy the destroyer, be mighty among us. Do what thou wilt, show me the whole of the law.
Love is the law, love unto the will.
In my mouth be the essence of the life for the Son. In my mouth be the essence of the joy of the earth. There is no part of me that is not of the gods. The Lord bless you. Lord, enlighten your minds and comfort your hearts and sustain your bodies. Lord, bring you to the accomplishment of your true will, a great work, summum bonum, true wisdom, and perfect happiness.
This is followed by a rereading of the part listing names given to the deacon by Amenas Alpha for the purpose of correction of pronunciation.
Lao Tzu, Hase, and Siddhartha, and Dahuti, Dionysus, Muhammad, and two Megatherian with these also, Pan, Kim, and Mentu, Catullus, Rabelais, Swinburne, and many in Holy Bard, Apollonius, Tyaneus, Barcedanus and Hippolytus, that transmitted the light of the Gnosis to us, their successors and their heirs. And with these also, Jacobus Bogundus Valensis, the martyr, Christian Royston Croix, Sir Edward Kelly, Alphonse Louis Constant, Dr. Theodore Royston, and Sir Arthur Crowley.
Liber Reguli, AA publication in Class D, being the ritual of the mark of the beast, an incantation proper to invoke the energies of the Aeon of Horus, adapted for the daily use of the magician of whatever grade. The first gesture, let the oath of the enchantment, which is called the Elevenfold Seal, the animversion towards the Aeon, let the magician, robed and armed as he may deem to be fit, turn his face toward Beluskin, that is the house of the beast, 666. Let him strike the battery. Let him put the thumb of his right hand between its index and medius and make the gestures hereafter following. The vertical component of the enchantment. Let him describe a circle about his head, crying, Nui. Let him draw the thumb vertically downward and touch the Muladhara chakra, crying, Hari. let him, retracing the line, touch the center of his breast and cry, Rahul Queen. The horizontal components of the enchantment. Let him touch the center of his forehead, his mouth, and his larynx, crying, I want. Let him draw his thumb from right to left across his face to the level of the nostrils. Let him touch the center of his breast and his solar plexus, crying, Arion. Let him draw his thumb from left to right across his breast at the level of the sternum. Let him touch the Svadhisthana and the Muladhara chakra, crying, Bambalam. Let him draw his thumb from right to left across his abdomen at the level of the hips. The observation of the spells. Let the magician clasp his hands upon his wand, his fingers and thumbs interlaced, crying, Lashtam. The proclamation of the accomplishment. Let the magician strike the battery. The second gesture. We will go down to the sixth step where it specifies. Let him bring the wand to the center of the pentagram and call upon Then go on down to the tenth step. Let him point his wand to the center of the pentagram and cry, Andi. We will now go to the 13th step. Let him point his wand to the center of the pentagram and cry, Step. Putting the wand to the center of the pentagram, let him call upon to the 19th step. Let him raise the wand, raise the mark of the beast, and cry, Let him give a sign of the Mater Triumphus. Let him utter the word Thalima. Before me the powers of Lao, behind me the powers of Al, on my right hand the powers of Lao, on my left hand the powers of Al. Above me the powers of Shan, beneath me the powers of Shan, and me the powers, and about me flames my father's face, the star of force and fire. In the column stands his six-rayed splendor. In the final gesture, this is identical with the first gesture. For those babes of the abyss who have not been able to understand correctly the vibrations of the words of power, I will now speak them in plain English for your understanding. Nuit Hadit Rahur Kawit. I was Therian. Babylon Lashtal, the Lima, VIOF, Agape, Abrahadabra, Nuit, Hadit, Therion, Babylon. I was the Lima. Thank you.
Foregoing was provided by the Caliph.